Well, it's the first time that we're aware that deer DNA from the red deer itself has been used in order to link a poacher to a specific crime. So in this particular case, DNA from the deer remains that the poacher had left on the hill were a DNA profile matched to blood that was recovered from the boot of his vehicle. And this enabled the police to link him directly to that poaching event and obviously led to a guilty plea.
And what implications could something like this have for policing wildlife crime, which is, of course, notoriously difficult to kind of monitor?
Yes, it is incredibly difficult to monitor because often there are no witnesses present to observe the crimes taking place. However, things like DNA evidence can be used after the event to link a suspect to a specific crime. In this case, this is the first time it's been used for red deer DNA. However, there are DNA profiling methods available for other species that could help to tie in with other types of wildlife crime.
So could we see this becoming more commonplace? I mean, what more needs to be done to roll this out, as it were, to wildlife crime in general?
Yes, well, you're right. Basically, what needs to happen is the methodology for DNA profiling needs to be validated for forensic use for many other species. It's already up and running in our laboratory for dogs, for red deer, and for badgers. However, we'd quite like to see it in place for several other species that could be involved in wildlife crime so that we can assist the police with other sorts of investigation.